Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy Monday to me. Your health, my health. Old school, what's happening?
Network error. Like, what the is going on?
I mean, it's just amazing to even talk on a cell phone. I mean, if you think about it, technology today is amazing. Whether it works or not.
What's amazing is I just showed my girl, you know, I just introduced her to TeamViewer. The program TeamViewer. The program me and Sinai be using, where he can access my computer.
Right, yeah, I remember now.
Oh yeah, and we be off the chain with that. So I just turned that on yesterday, because I wanted to I was at my house, and the day before yesterday I was at my house, and I needed to go on to her computer and burn this DVD that I had downloaded.
Right.
You know, a movie I had downloaded. So I told her just to put the DVD in, and then just I sit back and I'll do the rest. So I'm sitting out there, you know, using her computer to burn the damn DVD. So she called the kids in. And when the kids came in, they totally fucking shocked. They're like, what the hell going on with your computer? Because I'm clicking on OK. I'm opening this shit up. I'm opening that up. Moving this around. Watch this, baby. And then the six-year-old, she just like, keep just damn near. She don't know what the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying? She's like, what the hell is going on?
It's just really.
So I say, I'm finna real. I say, babe, I'm finna fuck your head. It's real bad. Now watch this. So I hooked up my webcam, and then I started transmitting my video. So then my face popped up. Then it was really like, what the hell? What is going on? Where did that come from? Where's he at? They trying to get into the webcam and shit. It was funny, man. It was real funny.
That is funny.
It was real funny.
Yeah,
and the way they talking to the phone was like, you know, like they actually talking to me in the screen and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, So TeamViewer, people, fuck Skype, fuck Ooh-Voo, fuck all that shit. TeamViewer is the shit. Just don't give it to everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Just people that you trust. But I mean, like we have a problem calling her dad in Belize. You know what I'm saying? In South America.
Yeah.
But the only real problem is he's not computer literate. So you know, I was like, shit. Before we sit up here and me burning up, you know, 1 cent a minute, 2 cents a minute to be calling him every weekend and all that. Just get him a damn little mini laptop or something.
There you go.
And we'll have to show them how to use it. Then that way we can cut all that out. Just put TeamViewer on there, and that's all he's going to use it for. You know what I'm saying? To communicate
right.
with
Once
family.
Once he figures it out, it'll be the porn
that's
station.
That's it. Then you got a webcam. Most of the mini laptops now come with the built-in webcam. You know what I'm saying? So you carry it anywhere. And then all of them got Wi-Fi. So you sitting anywhere, boom, just click your TeamViewer on, you know, and there you go. And then you don't have the dates that y'all going to be, you know, the time that y'all going to be meeting up. Bam, you got free video and free calls.
There you go.
You know. But anyway,
so
off of that.
Day, it helps keep the doctor away, right?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. It's My Health, Your Health Monday. And this is Old School Remedies. We're getting into old school remedies just because, I don't know, I thought it was interesting because, you know, grandparents always seem to come up with some shit to do for your foot, you know, for your body, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, baby, if you got a sore foot, pee on it. It'll take the swelling away. I don't know, you know, something crazy, you know what I'm saying? People, older folks always seem to come up with the hot toddy. Like, what the hell, you know what I'm saying? What good would a hot toddy do with me if I'm a fucking recovering alcoholic? You know what I'm saying? God damn, I can't mix in the honey with the whiskey or the gin. You know what I'm saying? That just don't work. You know? So it's like all these old school remedies, some of them are good, and, you know, some of them are bad. Then my damn music start. Damn. Special friends. Oh, shit. I don't put goddamn this heavenly angel on mute. People, I ain't even smoke a weed either. I don't put you on mute thinking I'm starting Shelly K. Shouts out to the International Smoker.
I've been talking all about nothing.
Hey, you know, whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
About everything. Shouts out to the International Smoker's Rep, Mr. Side Night. But yeah, this is my thing, you know. Like, what kind of old, like, okay, some of the old school remedies we got, okay, is, of course, for the cold, you know, and most people know about that, the hot toddy.
Baking soda for bee stings.
The who?
Baking soda for bee stings or sunburn.
Now that I ain't heard that one. But baking soda is so many uses, you know what I'm saying, for making crack.
Hundreds of them.
The goddamn bacon to, I use it every day.
Go there.
Yeah.
We're not
taking
that remedy, people.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna tell you, I got a homegirl of mine who talks out the flavor, who she came on the show, called herself Miss All the Way Turned Up. Miss Swag, something, I forgot what it is. She comes with a thousand names. But she had a campaign going one time where she was actively trying to get baking soda taken off of the goddamn public shelves because it's the direct additive for making crack cocaine.
Special.
You know?
Yeah.
And she, you know, she wrote Congress. She wrote air. She made an issue out of that shit. If y'all want to stop the fucking drug problem, well, then stop selling the goddamn shit that it takes to make the shit.
Please, the next thing you know, they'll figure out dirt makes it better.
Anything. But one thing about it does not matter. People are going to get high regardless.
That's what I'm saying. Okay?
You see what I'm saying? You took crack away. Look what the fucking kids ain't in there making shit up. You know, they go and get the
stuff.
There you go. They don't have no money, so what they do? They find the easiest high, which is the household high.
Home remedy.
You know?
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, you know. But
I'm sorry, but antifreeze tastes like sweet Gatorade. You know.
But if you drink it, it'll fucking kill you.
Oh yeah, you gone.
You know, and it might taste sweet, which is, you know, but that is not a. That is not a home remedy. I don't even know who the hell be tasting.
Unless you want to finish your life off, it's you know, I guess.
And then you got meat, you know, which we weren't never fucking rich enough to afford no meat. So your ass came home with a black eye. You just fucking wore a black eye. You should have been fighting.
Well,
you know, get some
burger patty on it.
We had bologna, goddammit, y'all, and the fucking bologna wasn't working, y'all. Fucking turkey bologna over your eye, people, does not take down the swelling. It promotes roaches on your face.
Get a bag of frozen peas.
Frozen peas.
Frozen peas. Use that for an ice pack. Frozen peas in a bag.
Okay, so you're saying basically anything that ice pack or anything that holds cold.
Yeah.
It's good to place over. Okay, so the meat, it just happens to hold cold more than anything else.
Well, no, I guess the enzymes or something in the meat also help the swelling and the bruising that soaked into your skin, I guess. That's what I heard. So it's a slab of steak over your eyes, so it's to help the swelling and the bruising.
Yeah, but who the hell got money to be spending on a goddamn steak? You know what I'm saying?
The
couple on the
shine.
Yep, hey, people. It's 211 uses. 211 uses. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Let me give a quick promo announcement. You know what I'm saying? This afternoon, www.trilateralradio will be back up and running. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady who wants to upload some of her old past shows. Which, you know, that's what I'm inclined to do, just upload some old shows so people can hear some shows period on Trilateral Radio instead of just music, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get that in the workings. But that'll be up this afternoon after the show. As a matter of fact, I got to walk up to the bank and go ahead and get the money ready for that. So I'll have that active back up and running. And then we got 420 coming up, people. Wednesday is 420. Right about now,
Weeds Day Wednesday.
It's Weeds Day Wednesday. So what I'm working on, and I'm gonna make the call today, and I just can't make the call off of this phone because I can't do three-way calling. But Mystical, old school Mystical, Mr. Here I Go, Mr. Still Smoking, Mr. Tarantula, Bouncing Me Against the Wall, all of that is going to be in town right here in Tampa, Florida, live at Club Sky down in Central Ybor in Tampa. And my homeboy, hold on, let me beam somebody in real quick. 813, beam me on in.
Yo,
I'm back down right.
Please enter
that
your passcode, then press pound.
Extended beam going on.
Make it
I don't need nobody's passcode. I don't know who the hell checking their voice machine
please
on my radio.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
Hey, somebody turn your goddamn voicemail off. Motherfucker's checking their voicemail on my show and shit. What kind of shit is that?
Oh, man.
Yo, what's up? What's up, 813? You in the building. What's happening?
What it do, man? It's your boy, Be Dirty, man.
Be Dirty.
Be Dirty. This Be Dirty. Yeah. Tampa Zone, man, the producer. What's happening?
Oh, chilling like a villain. What a dude don't do. Welcome
dirty,
to the show.
Man.
First of all, welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? This is My Help Your Health Monday. You're in the building with your host, Captain Smell So Good, and co-host is with the Moses, Miss Heavenly Angel. You stepping into my commercial real quick. Let me finish giving my promo for this 420 that's coming up this Wednesday, Make sure y'all have your face at the place of everybody in Tampa. My homeboy Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, representing No Sleep Entertainment, is going to be opening up for Mystical live at Club Sky. I will be up in the building, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. We'll be up in the building. I got to see what the hell Party Time going to be up to. I believe he going to be up in there if he ain't got to work. So we have to make a special exception. Yeah, right. You got to get him up in there. And so we're going to be holding it down. Shout out to my homeboy, Hot, because, you know, I'm going to be doing a video, try to bring all along so we can get the pictures and stuff taken and really set it off, you know. Shout out to Lil' Key, who might not be there. He don't smoke anyway, so I don't know why he going to be there. You know what I'm saying? All you sober motherfuckers, keep y'all asses home. I mean, none of you some bitches sucking up no free weed smoke around me. Please keep your asses home. If you don't smoke, I repeat, keep your ass home on 420. This is not your day. The pre-party is going to be on 34th of Chester Street. You know what I'm saying? Right there in the hood, we're going to have some food. You know what I'm saying? Free blunts come through. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored by whoever the fuck is giving us free blunts. Shit, that's who we're sponsoring. And, yeah, so we're going to be doing a real big shout out to my artist, Miss John New. She's going to be out there hanging out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what to do. And that's the announcement. There we go. Be Dirty, man. Who you represent?
What's good, man? It's your nigga on Be Dirty, man. Block running.
Oh,
gigantic.
B. B is a boy, my
block.
Okay.
Be Dirty. Yeah, B is a boy. Yeah, Be Dirty. I just dropped the boy because I get tired of people calling me a boy. I'm a grown-ass man.
You know that.
We got a gigantic new nigga on the block, my nigga. We dropping my new album, I Can Only Be Dirty, coming out summer 20. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out my nigga Party Time. He hit me up and told me to hit y'all up. So I'm just, you know, chiming in, seeing what's possible.
Oh, yeah. Well, today, you know, now one thing about this show, you know, I'm not the typical radio station. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of education. You know what I'm saying? I normally do interviews for the artists on Fridays, which is called Pizza Indie Artist Friday. And then on Thursdays, we do Too Much Music Thursdays, normally where we just, you know, go into playing a whole bunch of independent music. That's all we play here, though. You know, motherfuck T.I., Jeezy, all these other motherfuckers. If you're affiliated with them, oh well, I don't kick my game with them. Not even Mystical. Don't get no play on this motherfucker here. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't independent. If it ain't indie, it offends me. That's the motto. So that's what we do here. So if you got the music, I'm pretty sure, did you already send him some music? Or what do? You make beats, or what do you do?
No, I do it all, man. I make beats. You know what I'm saying? I'm a producer, songwriter, and I got an album getting ready to come out. Now, he was telling me about the show and stuff. I'm also doing a lot of stuff for the kids. I got a foundation called Finally There's Hope. So what I'm doing each year now for kids that, you know, underprivileged parents that can't get their kids, you know, the things that they need to go to school, my company, you know, provides the book bags and, you know, the tips and tools that they need to go to school.
Now, you ain't part of, this dude had contacted me, and it's coming up in June, I believe. They doing He said they're doing a big drive for all the kids where they're giving away book bags and all this kind of stuff. And Justin Bieber supposed to be a part of it. And some other dude.
I don't know him. Mine was base tripping off of the fact that I had lost my two little girls and it's behind them. So I've been doing it for the last 3 years, like really big with Staples and Office Depot. We go into the different neighborhoods in the cities and we try to help out each area. You know what I'm saying? Do what they can. And, you know, I'm getting ready, like I said, in the process of releasing this new album, you know, dealing with, you know, Gigantic and myself. So, yes, it's definitely independent. But we coming at it in a major way, though.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, anything like that now, because a lot of people be calling me up to do, you know, free shit. And we don't live in a free world. You know what I'm saying? But with events like that, though, you know what I'm saying, I would come out and gladly come out and set some music up for the kids and, you know what I'm saying? We do a little music thing for the free. You know what I'm saying? That's what I reckon the game entertainment do. That's how we get down. But you got all these other motherfuckers that want to call you and just want free shit just for the free. You know what I'm saying? Just because they think that you ain't got nothing going on. But shit, man.
Yeah, running business too, bro.
We got things going on every
day. At the end of the day,
definitely that. You know, now this ain't a kids show per se. But we do, you know what I'm saying, have information for the kids. So the way I do that is, you know, by taking your information and then, you know, hand-to-hand combat. That's the best way. And, you know, I try to keep kids off the fucking internet anyways because this ain't y'all place to be. You know, this is what an adult format where adult discussions are going on, you know what I'm saying, and adult business is getting handled. This ain't the Teen Network, Cartoon Network, or none of that other stuff. You know, and then I would advise everybody who's listening and you know, taking this information in to go back to your communities, your prospective communities, and then tell the kids, you know what I'm saying, what's going on or interact, you know what I'm saying, with the advice that you received here, you know what I'm saying, with your people in the neighborhood, whatever neighborhood that may be. You know, and that's how we get down, you know, because it's a time and a place for everything. But, you know, kids is always at the forefront, you know, of everything. You know, regardless, kids are always at the forefront. And I hate the fact that, you know, we got to go through tragedy, you know what I'm saying, in order to bring out some real goodness, you know what I'm saying, in what we already normally do, you know. But, hey, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, you know what I'm saying. Two little girls is helping, you know what I'm saying, thousands of little girls, you know what I'm saying, get the opportunity that they might not have had, you know what I'm saying, had they you know, not been that direct influence. So, big ups to you on that, my brother. And, you know, definitely thank you on that, you know, for your efforts and getting, you know, helping our kids and stuff like that. At least as far as our community, the direct community, because our community, and you know, as far as Tampa, they don't do shit for our kids. I mean, fuck WTMP, fuck all the radio stations, fuck Florida Sentinel, TBT, St. Pete, all you motherfucking newspapers, all you goddamn Ozone, Hood Magazine, all you motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm saying, that go around and will readily motherfucker bring an artist down here, waste money on him, you know what I'm saying, just to get themselves a little promotions. But when school time come around, summertime come around, you don't see these motherfuckers, nobody don't do nothing for our kids, but then y'all quick to jump on the damn news and be like, oh, the kids are out of control, oh, I can't handle my kids, or the kids are, man, I don't hear all that shit. I don't hear all that. Do something for your kids and do something for your teenagers and youth in your community, and together, you know what I'm saying, yeah, of course, in the business, just you by yourself running to a couple of schools ain't really going to make a major impact. You know what I'm saying? But let you, with 100 parents behind you, you know what I'm saying, and all y'all pull up to five or six schools, you know what I'm saying, with 50 cars, jumping out with book bags and all this kind of shit, then you'll see the impact. Then the news will want to come out and cover it. They ain't going to want to cover you just by yourself, but you with a group of parents, you know what I'm saying, that's showing the impact, and we're going to all of these schools. Then they'll put you on the map, you know what I'm saying, and they'll give you more publicity than just, you know what I'm saying, a two-line newspaper article, you know what I'm saying, talking about the good efforts that you did. You know, and, oh, he might do it again. See, well, that ain't what we need, you know. That is not what we need. But today is My Health, Your Health Monday, right here live on the Wrecking the Game radio show, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Pride. And, you know, so what we're talking about is old school remedies, you know, that your mama used to come up with, your grandparents used to tell you, you know, we already covered, you know, the hot toddy. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, you get your, you know, have you heard about the hot toddy?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm finna say, nigga, you ain't from the South. You ain't from the South if you ain't heard about hot toddy. Where you been at?
Yeah.
You must be from Alaska, Palin's hometown or something. You know they don't do that up there. You know, everybody else, we do that. You know what I'm saying? Even Washington knows about the hot toddy. Now, I didn't know about the baking soda. Now, that's a new one on me. But, you know, I didn't know about that. You knew about the baking soda. Takes, what is it? It cures wasp bee stings? Or it relieves the pain from bee stings. You ever heard of that? Hello? Anybody? All righty. And the show has gone silent. All right, well, check this out. We're going to kick in some little jams here then. You know what I'm saying? Coming soon, people, www.trilateralradio.com is our own home radio network, so you need to make sure y'all tune into that. It's going down real big, www.trilateralradio.com. Let me get back in here real quick since everybody seems to got kicked the fuck out. And, yeah, all right. Buy that for a dollar.
Hey, who kicked us out?
Right. There we go. I don't know what the hell happened, but.
Hey,
yeah, who kicked us out?
Everybody was out, too. Like, damn. Thought y'all was playing hooky at school.
No, all right. We can hear him. You couldn't hear us.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. DJ part-time in the building. There you go. Regular game entertainment zone.
Yeah, you
doing
know,
real big.
Ooh, I can hear you good, but all of a sudden you couldn't hear what we were saying.
Yeah.
Cut the fuck out. I'm like, damn. I feel so lonely.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel so lonely. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to, matter of fact, since speaking of that, shout out to Odell Promotions, who is now the, I guess, head promoter or whatever for Coco's Lounge. And he's supposed to be bringing JT Money and Phil Mob down. And them the only two groups he said, but alright. That's cool. You know. Not impressed.
Dirty with.
He's still here. B, you still here, right?
Yeah, what's happening?
Okay.
Yeah, what
up,
Dirty? What's good, fam? What's up, fam? Chilling. Yeah, you got me in trouble yesterday. Now I gotta go back down to Lee County. You got yourself in trouble.
What's up down that way?
Oh, no, we got the Mo fam and stuff down. Went down there, found out all the fam up in Lee County. So, you know, had to represent. You know what I'm saying? So they invited me back down there to Lee County. So I told them next time we at Lee County, we bringing some Trilateral Radio down for a couple of days. They got the room, board, everything covered. We ain't no hotels. We got homestead benefits. You know what I'm saying?
You fuck with Frank Lenny?
I know, that's my nigga, man. That's my nigga, big time, heavy. And then, you know, my family, my sister come to find out, me and Party Time, we been hanging out so long, we didn't know we was family for real.
Nah.
That's my damn cousin for real. So that's how God works.
No racism intended, you know what I'm saying? But everybody who know me know I always say we all came off the same slave ship.
Hey.
We all came off the same slave ship from goddamn Florida to Michigan. We all cousins, some motherfucking way, some motherfucking how. If you feel me?
Yeah. I don't no more damn boat. You don't join the crew.
Nah. Well, we got flights for goddamn shit. Fly the fuck. I catch the train myself. You know what I'm saying? I catch the train. Shouts out to Amtrak. Well, to get down to y'all, it's about $40, honestly. To get down from Tampa to fucking Miami is $40 to $50 on the train.
And $130 on the gas meter.
And I bet you nobody
ain't.
Yeah, we're in the VIP out. But a lot of people didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? By traveling train. nowadays is dirt cheap compared to trying to drive.
Who you telling? That's 130. It's just what's going to Fort Lauderdale and back.
And the gas?
130. It's 65 out, 65 back. That's just one city and back. You talking about hitting, like we've been doing, hitting the road constantly for what, 3-4 times a week? But that add up quick. So if you got any ideas of travel, hey, you better use alternate methods if you don't feel that you want to spend that good bread there. Because Uncle Sam and Uncle Gas ain't acting right now.
Oh, I wish I was in there before I got on the train.
Yeah, this every day.
Getting ready to come back to Florida.
This, and listen, Bo, this is every day. The cheapest, like if you book in advance, the cheapest they got is $13. $13. I get every weekend. I come up here and see my wife for $13. I don't drive shit. Fuck that hour drive from here to Tampa. No, that shit cost me $25 there and $25 back. Well, I pay $13. Goddamn it, to get up here and motherfucking $13 to get back. So, yeah, I done saved myself $25, $26. You know, and I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Unlike Greyhound, where you're all fucking scrunched up and shit. You can drink on Amtrak, you know, for all my alcoholics, you know. I'm just saying. And you can walk around. Plus, you got a dining car on the train. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you got electricity on the train. So bring your damn mixtapes. Bring your mixtapes, and you know what I'm saying, in between cities and all that. For the next city, you can do all that on the train. All that on the train. For the free. Yeah, for the free. So I ain't direct advertiser for Amtrak, but shit, I will directly advertise for the ass because they the next best thing since Swiss cheese for me. So.
What about My Health Monday?
Yeah, I'll
fuck
with it.
Anybody know any home remedies for any ailments?
Yeah, yeah, matter of fact, party time. Cause you got three daughters, you know what I'm saying? What is one of the old school remedies your girl used to come up with back in the days when the kids got a boo boo or something?
Oh Lord, let's
not run not running to the store and getting a band aid and all that shit. I'm talking about some old school shit. Baby, put some syrup over it. It'll stop the bleeding or some shit. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You know, a lot of remedies, boy. Kids used to make faces up on. You know how that go, boy. Mom used to give you that old Castro. Or she used to sit up here and slip you a little something up in your drink. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, that's the hot toddy. We already talking about. Yeah, we went by the hot toddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the kids into pre-alcoholics and shit. You wonder where you got the taste for it from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was on Remy at 4 years old, nigga. Shit. I was drinking that. I had Kvasie in the baby bottle. Yeah, you know.
We still have alcohol on baby's gums when their teeth was coming in. So, you know?
I thought it was to get them drunk and go to sleep.
That too. Put it in the bottle.
I ain't heard that. I mean, yeah, we used to, you know, mom, this is a death in the family remedy for kids back in the days. Thunderbird.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. You're hurting me now.
That's late night train, homie.
Man, shit. You know, we used to lose our dolls constantly back in the days. You know, mom would buy us a little dog. The little fucker would come running behind us and get his ass tore up in traffic or some shit. You know, have to drag his ass back to the house, bury him in the backyard and shit. Now we boo-hooing and shit. Ooh, the dog gone. Hell, take some of that. Here you go. And shot a piece, goddammit.
No.
What? 20 minutes later, we in that motherfucker silent as a goddamn opera and shit. You know, because we sleep.
That's my dog.
Yeah, because we sleep. Yeah, we get back up. Don't remember the dog. We even had a dog. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we get back up in a whole nother world. Like, where the cat at? You never had a cat. Shit, you never had a cat. Like, damn. Thunderbird, people. Thunderbird ain't nothing to fuck with. And you see, I'm 33, and I still remember that shit 30 motherfucking years later.
What about the choo-choo? Night train.
Oh, well, no, that Thunderbird was enough. She, you know, we ain't gonna fuck around with that.
That's why they call it, boy. Come on and ride that train, because, boy, I guarantee you, we'll take you on the journey.
I got, people back in the days used to say, like, your, This is a little funny. What my granddad used to say. My mama asked her one time. She was like, "You know how when you say if your hand itching, that means you got some money coming."
Right. Yeah. The palm
you
of your hand.
Yeah, palm of your hand. So my mom was like, "What is it when the bottom of your feet start itching?" You got a dirty ass foot. You need to wash it. ain't no goddamn remedy for that. For some soap and water, goddamn it. Ain't no, that's no good or bad luck. Well, it's probably if you don't treat it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's definitely what's going there. So once again, people, I just want to make sure everybody be reminded. www.trilateralradio.com is the official radio station. We are live here from 12 to 12:30 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday, on the Blog Talk Radio Network, /WDGE Radio. But the permanent home and officially May 1st is when we really, because I got everything else ready. All the equipment is ready. Just need to get with the Mr. Cyanide, the man playing, holding it down, representing Netherlands. And do some test shows, and I feel we're ready to roll. You know, I can actually make phone calls. I can do the show through Gmail now. So that was a pretty cool thing. I was making like 1,000 fucking calls the other day, you know, just calling everybody through my Gmail and shit because my microphone was clear. I was like, shit, I got a clear mic. So, you know, that's probably what I'm going to do tomorrow. Well, that'll be Wednesday. I'm gonna have to see what's up with that. Paul, you got to work Wednesday?
I'm available. You know we up there at motherfucking Scaffold Club Wednesday going down.
Okay. All right.
Puff Puff Pass Wednesday.
Yeah, shout out to Puff Puff Party. He's the one that's actually bringing Mystical down to the Club Sky. Yeah, old Puff Puff Party. And Ashwood is official. He just called me about an hour ago and say, you know, Puff Puff Party called him and asked him to come and perform. He said, man, because you're the only one that, you know, that ain't called me and was like, you know what I'm saying, I want to open up. And he was like, shit, so, you know, that's why I'm calling you, you know what I'm saying, in order to come through. So I'm like, hell yeah, shit. I'm like, you know what time it is. Plus, you know, we're going to come through with the camera action, you know. That's how regular games do, you know. That's how we do. Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's the other action, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny, now it's super funny to me that they even have Mystical there. You know, he's like the smoke king underneath Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? And you can't smoke in the sky. Well, hint, you can't smoke in the sky.
Hint, we have bumped sky down plenty of times.
Yeah, you feel me? So that's a hint. Like, why would you bring? It's like bringing Snoop Dogg there and shit. Like, why would you bring Snoop Dogg to the daycare center? You know what I'm saying? Like, trick love the kids, not Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know. Y'all got that kind of backwards. But it's all good. We're going to be up in there representing, you know what I'm saying? And see if Ms. Janu, I know she's about to pay her, but sometimes you just got to take opportunities when they come to you, you know what I'm saying? And opening up for Mystical is a good look for me, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's a good look. Anytime you open it up for any major artist, you know what I'm saying, whether they paying you or not, you know, anytime on stage is good timing, you know. But let me ask you something, B. How much you charge to perform?
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, if I put on for my city, I don't really, you know what I'm saying, they go out, you know, we do 15, you know, 15 and I get you like 20 minutes because I, you know, I put on for the city. That's for my home, you know what I'm saying? But if you go through the label, it's whatever, but it's 15 and I get on. But if it's for something, if it's for a call or for a radio station, I do it for the love because I'm about the promotion. Because I feel like I get more out of it at the end of the day. Because when I get on and, you know, people see a show, because that's, you know what I'm saying, like Party Time can tell you, anybody that know me, know that the first thing to me is a show. If I put on a show, cats these days, bro, seriously, they don't put on no show. It's 100 niggas on stage with a microphone, and that ain't no show. I'm not paying $20. I don't give a damn if Mystical is on stage with 900 niggas. I'm not paying $20 to see him walk around the stage and hold his nuts.
talking about here I go. Here I go. Here I go.
You know what I'm
nigga,
you
I can see you, nigga. I can see you. You know what I'm saying?
You're a performer first. That's why when people say they got concerts, I laugh because I say it ain't no concerts like it used to be back in the day.
No,
you can walk
no.
in there and the crowd is tired. The crowd is tired for the artist because they put
yeah.
on a hell of a show. You know, they did not get on stage. It's 1,000 people on stage holding the microphone. You can't hear the main artist at all because his hype man speaking over him or his DJ yelling over him. The crowd know the song. They come on stage. They either drunk or high. They don't forgot their lyrics. They ain't put on no show. So what we trying to do, you know what I'm saying, with the camp here is bring it back. Bring it back when niggas came to the show and walk out of there and be like, man, I remember that nigga. He tore the show down. And that's what we're trying to do over here on this side. I mean, that's my whole drive is to bring real music back, bring the real shows back, you know, where people can go out and say, you know, I had a good time at that nigga's show, or they remember the show. Because in this
we
show,
said,
that's what I think.
The biggest thing you said, though, was performance. Yeah, and I done cursed many artists out, and part-time, no, I curse motherfuckers out, you know, because I ain't got time to motherfucking babysit you, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know what the fuck going on, get the fuck out of the industry. You know, that's how it is. It's just nobody ain't got time for that shit. And for me and me and part-time, I tell you, now, we done been to some fucking Rick Ross, and I talk shit about fucking Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Coming on stage with some motherfucking 12-year-old starter chains on and shit with a dirty-ass wife beater. You know what I'm saying? But you all on the motherfucking videos with this big-ass, you know, look like $1 million chain and all that. Nigga, if you're going to be real.
Yeah.
You feel me? Pliers, called Pliers Show. He came. He do an all right show, but he talk too fucking much. Nigga, you sound like Keith Sweat or somebody. What lady gonna let me stick my finger in they pussy? And whatever nasty bitch is gonna do that, she need to get the fuck out the building.
Yeah.
We ain't come to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't come to see a dude just standing, like you say, just stand there on the stage, talk shit. Don't do no kind of thing. You can't find a rapper or a R&B person nowadays that do any kind of dance or got backup dancers that do any kind of show on stage.
Yeah, they just scared. They scared to do it. They don't have the heart for it. I mean, right now it's just like they praying that the fans know their music. They praying that the people, you know what I'm saying, love them enough that they can remember the words. You know what I'm saying? Because real shit. Let any of the artists that I challenge, any artist that's out there right now, whether you major or independent, without no buzz, go to any city, part of the time I tell you, like we used to do, go to any city, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, walk out there with nobody knowing who you is and get on stage with your music and turn the show out.
Yeah.
If you can't do that, you don't need to be in the business, period.
Yeah, I can speak for my homeboy Goofy Bone. Now, my homeboy Goofy Bone is a motherfucking 6'2" Mexican, which that don't even sound real. You know, Mexicans only come in 4-packs, you know what I'm saying? 4-foot-high, goddammit. But shit, he's an exception, like Yao Ming and shit, you know, Chinese people.
Yeah,
y'all 4'11" and shit. But he come out, he's from San Jose, California, and he just went on a little tour, a little mini tour with some other dudes. They invited him. Now, this is a group. He's an individual. They went to Kentucky, Virginia, and a couple of little spots, like 4 or 5 different little spots. And when he get out on stage, I mean, he performs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he interactive with the crowd. He ain't got backup dancers and all that. But he's a fucking show from his lyrics to his appearance. He's a show all by itself. You know what I'm saying? And he done that. He was like, man, I went to all these little spots, and bitches, you know, didn't even know my music for Jump. But after I finished my little set, bitches was on my shit.
Yeah.
You know, so much that the cast that he went with started beefing. And now let me ask you something. If you're the featured act at a show, do you go first or you go last?
You go last.
So why in the hell would you be on stage first and you the fucking feature? After the first or second show, the dude, my homeboy, was so good coming out that he was overshining these dudes. To the point where they felt insecure to where they was like, well, we gonna go first before you.
That's how it's gonna be anytime though, man. Because if you take any artist that go out there and outshine them, they feel like, well, we ain't gonna get the crowd unless we go out there first. These people came to see us.